Everyone, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And this week, you have Jared, Billy Rim's My Mimi's grandson, Jared Hull. And I'm here, and I have a really neat week. I have some two guys I've been wanting to have together. Before, you've heard revivalist Josh Radford before with me, and he's here with me right now. Josh, you can say hello if you want to. Or
how's everybody in Radio Land? Glad to be with you today.
So, well, thank you for being here. And then also we have Pastor Cass from New Life. New Life Christian Center in Bentonville, Arkansas is one of your locations, right, Pastor Cass? Bentonville,
yes.
And where else is your other
correct
location?
In Centerton.
Yes. Centerton, Arkansas.
Yes.
And so the connection with these two is really neat. And if you guys are familiar and you listen to my grandmother, you know the with underbrother Hagen, the connections with certain individuals, one of them being Mama and Papa Goodwin, and they had a lot of people that they mentored, and one of them was, they called him Papa Ron Smith, and that's how these two guys got connected, right, with Papa Ron, right?
Yes.
So they got connected together, and then just later on down the road, I got connected through Josh, and then met Pastor Cass, and it's kind of been just a really neat relationship. So I don't want to say much. I want you guys to just flow what the Father has and just talk. So you guys go ahead with whatever is on your heart and you can go.
Well, we're so glad to have this honor and privilege to be on this Voice of One Witness radio program today. And I just want to honor Sister Billy Brim for allowing us to be on here. And it's such a great privilege and honor to kind of sit in her seat today and minister here for these next few minutes on the radio. I want all those that have tuned in today that are listening just to stop everything that you're doing right now. Obviously, if you're driving a car, you don't want to do that, but maybe you want to pull over to the side of the road or a parking lot for a few minutes and just take a moment of your time just to settle everything down, sit back in your chair, and get ready to receive from the Lord. I believe what I have on my heart today is really powerful, and I believe it's from the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, we go through life, and God says in Jeremiah 29:11 that He has a plan for us. He has a purpose for our lives, and every one of us is born with this plan that comes from God. But many of us, we get away from God's plan through the trials of life and the different things that happen and different things that come and go. I mean, even those that are born again, you know, obviously those that are not born again are out of the will of God and out of the plan of God. But even those of us that have been born again, sometimes we start following the plans of man or our own plan or the plan of the flesh. And, I like to say this, the flesh always speaks louder sometimes, and the flesh always tries to speak first and wants us to do what it wants to do. But we're not people of the flesh.
Right.
We're people of the Spirit. We're born of the Spirit. We have His Spirit on the inside of us, in our spirit, making us brand new. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus, and we are God's sons and daughters, and God's sons and daughters are to be led by the Spirit.
Right.
You know, one of the ways that we can follow God's plan, number one, is by getting in His Word, finding what does the Word of God say to us? What does it say about the plan of God? And one of my favorite scriptures is found in Psalm 25:4. It says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." I want to be on God's ways. I want to be in God's paths. I want to be doing God's will. That's, you know, everybody wants to do God's will. That's what we want to do.
Right.
But you've got to put yourself in a position, number one, to hear the voice of God. You got to put yourself in a position to be able to hear what God is saying. You've got to put yourself in that position of listening to the Spirit's voice. Dad Hagen said this, that's Kenneth E. Hagen, for those of you not familiar with Dad Hagen's ministry. But Dad Hagen would say this. He said, the more closely you follow God's plan, the more the power of God will be in demonstration and manifestation.
Mm, that's good.
I want to follow God's plan closely.
Right.
Because if I follow God's plans closely, all of a sudden, things will start to manifest and things will start to be demonstrated in front of me. That means things will come. The provision that I need will be there. The relationships that I need will be there. It'll come up like a new flower or a new plant or something, a new vegetable in the vegetable garden. I mean, it'll come up. It'll shoot up when you start to follow God's way. This is what you know, the Lord spoke to me about God's plan. He gave me this kind of this statement. And maybe you might want to write it down if you're listening to it. When it's man's plan, listen to me carefully. When it's man's plan, you are responsible to work your fingers to the bone to finance it and to fulfill it. But when it's God's plan, you'll have His strength, you'll have the wind of heaven at your back, and you'll have supernatural provision as your supply. I don't know about you, but I want God's plan. I want God's plan in me. I want God's plan about me. I desire more than anything to be in God's plan. Right. And I believe this week, as we share with you on the radio, this week we're going to unpack how to get in God's plan, how to get in God's will. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost on me right now. Shamborobokosha. It's the way we get in God's will. The way we get in God's will is to sit under His presence, sit under His power, to sit in His. The Bible tells us this, Psalm 91, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you start, you've got to get yourself into the presence of God.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself, you got to value time spent with the Lord.
Yeah.
And when you get in the presence of God, you start to worship Him in spirit and truth, all of a sudden your spiritual ears will pop open and you'll be able to hear what God's voice is saying. You know, Pastor Cass is here from New Life Christian Center, great friend of mine. And, you know, I'm an evangelist. I'm on the road stirring up churches, but he's pastoring people every single day.
Right.
He's pastoring people, leading a work here in Northwest Arkansas, and he's really helping people every day find God's will for their life, move in God's plan, and move a whole body of believers in the plan of God. And I know he's got something to share in his heart about that.
Yeah. Josh, just as you were talking about the plan of God and the purpose of God, as you mentioned, the presence of God, and I think that that's so important for our life. In Genesis 1, we know that God said He created us in His image and in His likeness. We were created to be people that lived in His presence.
Yeah.
When Adam and Eve sinned and became independent of God, the Bible says that they hid from the very presence of God.
Mm.
And we are not called to hide from God's presence, but we are called to walk in His presence, to live in His presence daily. When we walk and we live in His presence, He starts to reveal His very purpose for our life. And that's such a key, is fellowship and intimacy with God, abiding in Him, allowing Him to abide in us, lead us by the Holy Spirit. And so I think that as we take time and make sure in our life daily that, Lord, I'm going to be a person of Your presence, because, God, I want You to fulfill Your very purpose through me, that great things are going to happen. If you stay in the presence of God, you're going to hear the voice of God, revelation of God's word is going to come forth. You're going to know this is the will of God, the purpose of God for me, for my family. So God is starts to reveal and speak to us in His presence. So abiding in Him, I think, is one of the major keys of God revealing the past and the plans that He has for our life.
Well, I just to say real quickly, you know, in the garden, when Jesus, you know, the first part in the Gospels, Jesus is speaking to them for a kingdom for the Jews, but they rejected it. So He starts talking about the heavenly, the Christian, a whole new covenant.
Yeah.
And that's John 14, 15, 16, 17.
Right.
But what He talks about there, we don't understand. We think He's about to go on the cross. So He knows He's coming back, but still that time He had is precious. So what He's going to say at that time is going to be the most important. importance. Yeah. And he didn't say, I'm going to get all authority and give it to you. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, go out and preach, mm-hmm. which he does later. Mm-hmm. But what is the first thing he speaks about?
Yeah,
he speaks about fellowship and abiding.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
That's where
everything starts.
That's it. There's no power to fulfill the purpose of God without abiding in him. That's right. Where the power is there to fulfill. And God spoke to me, said there's a lot of people trying to fulfill their purpose, but they don't have the power because they've not been in my presence. So when we are in his presence, we are empowered to fulfill the very purposes of God in the earth. And that's exciting. That makes me want to go in his presence and to know him so that I can make him known.
Praise God. Well, you know, This is one of the things that John the Revelator mm-hmm. keyed into. Right. He was alone on the Isle of Patmos.
Yes.
And you know the famous scripture in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. I heard behind me a loud voice. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And that word in the Spirit means to be wrapped in the
That's
Spirit.
Good.
Let me say it another way. To be wrapped in God. You don't just get wrapped in God. You got to be looking to be wrapped in God. You got to be desiring to be wrapped in God. You got to be hungry to be wrapped in God. Right. God doesn't all of a sudden just wrap you out of nowhere. It comes out of the hunger and desire of your heart to be wrapped in all that God has. And what happened? He heard.
Right.
He heard the voice of Jesus. And then all of a sudden, Jesus mapped out this unbelievable plan for John's life to write the book of Revelation and to speak the word of truth to all the churches. And all of a sudden, these things now are available to us and we can see them now. But that was God's plan. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, what we're saying here in this first day of radio is we're really saying, get in God's presence.
Yes.
Find a way into God's presence. Go into God's presence. Get alone with God so you can hear him.
Yeah, I mean, we're closing up on the minutes, but that's what this is fulfilling. What we're operating in is the fruit of Jesus' prayer in John, that we might be one as I am in the Father, that we all might be in one together. Mm. And not just, but spirit, soul, and body, our souls being one in him. Mm. I think about that. That was like his first high priestly prayer for us. And this is what we're talking about. And it's bearing fruit. And that's what's going to happen for this end time awakening is the love of God and abiding in it. That's what it is. So I thank you guys so much for being here. And again, this is a Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What I want to do is you give your contact info. If people want to reach out to, you know, Josh or Cass's church, what's a way to reach you guys?
They can get in touch with myself, Josh Radford, at revivallife.net or just joshradford.com. And
New Life Christian Center, nlcc.tv. So
if you guys have any, you know, we want to reach out to them, just, you know, contact them, as well as billybrim.org. You can reach our website, Billy Brim Ministries website. And on there, these will be archived. And if you want to listen to them, they'll stay on there so you can listen to them again. If you want to reach us by phone, it's 417-336-4877. And again, we appreciate you guys listening and just stay tuned this week. I know that the Holy Spirit has something for you. And again, thank you guys for being here. And as my grandmother always says, shalom, shalom.